Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a show for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
All right, and tonight we are going to interview some Rubes. We've got our good friend Ende, who's been on the air, of course, before. Our friend Justin, who's a Vegas regular and very knowledgeable about Las Vegas. And we've got Al and Lisa, who are awesome people, and they will be joining us again in Las Vegas. So we interviewed them just about their thoughts about the trip, things that they're looking forward to. They've got, you know, each one has some advice, some cool ideas, just some fun things to know about them. So if you're going on the trip, it's an awesome listen. And even if you're not, you'll get to know some Rubes a little bit better. So do you think we should take Chris up on his offer to use their equipment to record a podcast since they're not doing the after party in Vegas?
Absolutely. I think that'd be sweet, especially with everybody around there right after the show. I mean, we could have anyone from, you know, people that are actually on the show or Rubes. I mean, we could go so many different ways. I mean, sounds dorky, but like to use their own equipment and on their stage, like that would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool, because I know they've talked about not wanting to do an after party in Vegas, but of course everybody could just be completely hammered, myself included, and that might
that makes it way better. That makes it think of how many more downloads we would get if we were all wasted. We had all these people on having fun in Vegas. Like, that's way more interesting than me and you sitting eating Raising Cane's in each other's basements.
There you go. Well, we'll see. Yeah, well, maybe we can do that, or maybe they're going to pack up the equipment and get the hell out of there quickly, too. So we'll see how that plays out. But in the meantime, we'll just sit back and enjoy some fellow Rubes talking about their upcoming trips to Las Vegas. Thanks for listening, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
And now, here comes another award-winning Bets and Quotes interview.
That was a hoax, right?
We are thrilled to welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast none other than Andy, our good friend Andy from the UK. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, thank you.
Beautiful. Well, we are under, like for you, we're under 3 weeks away from Vegas at this point, and you've never been to Vegas before. Is that correct?
That is indeed correct. Yeah, it's 20 days for me at this present time that we're talking.
That is that's fantastic. Now, as someone that's never been to Vegas before, what is, and especially somebody, you know, there's people that haven't been to Vegas before that are going on this trip from Minnesota, but as somebody from the UK that's never been to Vegas before, give me what your perceptions of Las Vegas are and what you think it's going to be like.
I think the perception is it's going to be full of casinos, full of people wandering around, and if I listen to what the Power Tripper said, is that certain areas is interesting to go to, but you don't want to spend too long down there. The perception that I get from people over here, it's a good place to go, but you don't want to spend more than 3 days there. it's not a holiday destination, shall we say. So from that side, you know, it's going to be interesting for me to see, you know, the big buildings, the famous casinos that we see in films and stuff like that, you know, Ocean's 11, blah, blah, all the rest of that sort of thing. The, you know, the fountain. These are iconic things that I see and that I've seen on film. So it'll be interesting to see in real life.
Yeah, so you're getting there a couple days early. What where are you staying? Are you staying at Planet Hollywood like most of the power trippers, or are you staying elsewhere?
No, I am staying at Planet Hollywood because my good friend Meat Sauce has managed to help me out on that front. So I've sorted out my flight. Yeah, I've sorted out my flight. Flying in with BA on the Monday, and Meat Sauce has, as I say, helped me out, got me a contact, and got me into Planet Hollywood. So I'm staying there with you guys, even though not part of the official trip, obviously.
And just to clarify for you, Rubes, he's flying BA, which is British Airways. He's not flying with PA to Vegas, so that would be that would probably be a more interesting flight.
Well, if I want my knee touched and other parts of my body, maybe.
So, Andy, how long of a flight is that from Las Vegas to Balsac by the Sea?
So, from Balsac by the Sea, I'm going to have to get a train into London, and that will take about 2 hours to get there. And this actual flight that I'm taking out is basically I fly from Heathrow, that everybody's heard of, obviously, and then I land at LAX, and then spend a couple of hours in LAX, and then I'll get a flight from LAX to Vegas. But coming home on the Sunday, I fly direct back from Vegas to London.
Oh, and that's nice.
Yeah, I think it's about 8.5, 9 hour flight, so it's quite similar to the time it takes to get to Minnesota.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds a little easier than hockey's bus trip.
Yeah, exactly. And my flight, it's practically the same price because I'm paying, was it $300 return fare with British Airways?
Wow.
And you'll be on your couch for a good 24 hours by the time Chris finally makes it back to Minneapolis.
Yes, it does seem that way. So, and I'd rather do my way.
So most of the power trippers will get there on Wednesday the 27th. That's when the power trip flights are, and those of us like me that are doing the land-only package, I'll be getting in there on the 27th as well. What are you planning to do for a couple of days before all the power trip fools show up?
So I think I'll be just wandering around, mouth agog, looking at places, trying to get a feel for the place before the alcohol starts flowing when you guys turn up. So, you know, it's always good to know where you can go sober, and then know that when you do get into that state, you'll be able to wander around and get back without completely lost.
Yeah, you'll have a leg up on the field there.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll have a good path mapped out there.
I hope so.
So tell me about your, because we don't know a lot about your gambling intuition. So are you do you like to bet on sports? Do you like to bet on table games, video poker, slots? Like what do you think you'll be doing in terms of gambling while you're out in Vegas?
Like gambling, I tend to just do sports. You know, and the thing is, like from here, yeah, in my own little town of Balsac by the Sea, we have three casinos. We have sports books, what we call betting shops, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I have four apps on my mobile phone that I can bet with, you know, and there's so much betting that it sort of loses its appeal, I guess, from that side of things. You know, you've been brought up with it. It's there. You do it for big events like the FA Cup, a horse race, like what we call the Grand National, World Cup, Super Bowl, those sort of things. But it's not something I do weekly. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of my friends do betting against Balsac United, but I can't personally do that. I can never bet against my own team, even though when we lose, it probably softens the blow a little bit.
Right.
And then other friends will play poker, or they'll play blackjack down at the casinos. I tend to be when I go down to the casino because it's a nice place to go. I carry on drinking. I'll just watch them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I will probably have a go on the slots. I'll probably have a go on one of the tables. But it's not something that's high up for me. My thing is just to get to see you guys, be part of the radio show, and have a wander around Vegas to see something that I've never seen before.
Yeah, it's the show is definitely a fun part, and you know, given the time of the day that it happens, because it happens the local time there is 3:30 to 7 a.m. So, do you think you're going to be one of the people that shows up at 3:30 after you know going out all night and having a good buzz on, or do you think you're going to try and actually get some sleep and try and get up at 3 in the morning?
My initial instinct is that I'm going to try to stay on British time. Yeah, because I'm only there for the week.
Yep.
It's quite a big difference in time zones. So for me, you know, I'm thinking, well, if I get up at 2 o'clock Vegas time in the morning, and then that will be 10 o'clock my morning in the UK if I was back here, and then just power through as much as I can. I usually roughly get between 5 hours sleep anyway, normally.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I get that, I think I should be okay. It may go awry. I may decide that alcohol is more fun and start going to bed.
Yeah, sometimes I decide that alcohol is more fun than a lot of things. So I'll be there with you. So there's a lot of going to be so much. You know, the basketball tournament is going to be going on, the Wild. You know, the shows in general. What are you most out of your whole Vegas trip?
I guess meeting you guys. To be honest, right? You know,
yeah.
Because I live so close to London, seeing shows, I get to see those type of shows in London, you know, whether it's music or musical theatre or whatever. So I'm constantly up there in London going to see shows. So if there's something on that I quite fancy, I may go and do that. I'm not, you know, adverse to that. The Wild, well, the last time I came over for the Super Bowl, I went to see the Wild on, I think it was the Friday night before the Super Bowl they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I met up with some of the people who came over to the London trip. When the Vikings came over in the previous October. Yeah, and basically we saw about 20 minutes of the game and the rest of the time was spent in the bar. I thought, well, I've spent quite a bit of money going for a Wild game that I saw 20 minutes of. So do I spend money and do exactly the same thing in Vegas, or just forget that and just sit in a sports book and carry on drinking or wherever, you know, and just do the thing that I like to do, is to socialize.
Yeah, I think you're the kind of guy that could probably spend a long time in the sports book, because for you, soccer will be on a lot of times during the day. Like when we're there, you know, late March, you're going to be talking about maybe some daytime baseball games, and then horse racing and soccer will be the main things up in the sports book. So you can probably get to the sports book at like 10 in the morning and just sit there all day and all night.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I love most sports. You know, there's not many sports that I would have averse to watch. To be honest, yeah, whatever's up, and if there's a bit of money going, I may have a little bet on it here and there.
Yep. So between the power trip coming to the UK for the Viking game, and then you being in Minnesota a couple of times, you've met quite a few of the regular power trippers. But of the power trippers that you haven't met that are going to be in Vegas, which one are you most excited to meet?
Well, that's hard to remember who's actually coming and not coming, because there's been a lot of hit and miss. So, you know, from the regular people on the show, I think I've met every single person
who turned up
to that show. Yeah. So, Consumers I've met Tommy, I've met Ben, obviously, I've met Mark, I've met Carly, I've met Mark Rosie loads of times. You know, so because I've been there in studio twice.
Mm-hmm.
And each time it's been for a week each. So basically I've done 10 days in
okay.
studio over a whole week period. You know what I mean? So the first time I turned up, I didn't meet Carly, but the second time for Super Bowl, she was there. So I met her then. The only one I would like to meet would be Charchin, you know, because I haven't met him because he's not sure. around. He's
right.
usually on the Fridays out, you know, with PA. So that would be good to meet him.
Yeah, definitely. And he's, as far as I know, he's still on target to be there. And, I told him we need to, when we had Charch on for our interview, I told him that we need to play some PyGow together. So, because PyGow is my game, so I'm gonna.
Yeah, that, I heard that.
So
I'm interested in that, because when I was at college, basically there was a load of Chinese guys, and they taught me a thing called Chinese poker.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's exactly the same thing. So I'm gonna start looking up to that, and if it is, I like your idea. I can sit there, not lose much money, not win much money, but the key was alcohol was involved.
Oh yeah, yeah. Especially if you get a great server, it's like, you know, tip uh-huh. them good a couple times, the first couple times around, and they will take care of you. And it's just, it's an awesome game, because you're not gonna lose much money and you can sit there forever. So it's beautiful.
That's
beautiful
good,
time yeah. killer. In fact, one of the biggest problems with PyGow sometimes is actually finding an open available spot, because there's times where, you know, casinos might only have one or two PyGow tables, and you go up to it and it's completely filled. It's like, well, I don't want to stand here and just wait for a spot to open up. So that can be a little bit aggravating sometimes. But thankfully, there's a bunch of casinos around, so sometimes you just have to do a little casino hopping. But
sure.
But yeah, that would be fun. We'll get a Power Trip PyGow table going. That'll be a blast. So you had mentioned that you're there from, you get in at what time, like on Monday, and you're there through Sunday, right?
Yep. So I land about 9 o'clock Monday evening, and then I take off, I think it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday.
Okay. So are you gonna try and pace yourself, or are you just gonna, you know, because you mentioned you probably were gonna lay off the drinking at least until the Power Trippers get there, but you feel like you're gonna pace yourself? Because I think that's one of the things. I think people just get tired, like they don't get their regular sleep and they eat too much. Or are you just gonna say, hey, I'm in Vegas, I'm gonna go do this?
I always have good intentions, and that's what my wife always says to me. You know, you always have these good intentions, and then the other side is, why don't you know when you're drunk? And I'm like, I don't get any signals. 1 minute I'm there, next minute, yeah. But luckily, all I can say is that the last time the guys came over in the October, I got drunk, but I didn't get to the point where I can't remember things. It's always the worst one, right? It's
yeah. Like,
what the hell?
Right.
How did I end up here? So I've in my previous company, I used to travel a lot, and I've got some fun stories about the time that I got absolutely waylaid in Hong Kong because I bumped into a friend that I grew up with. He was working at the Planet Hollywood, surprise, surprise, there, and I thought was in the kitchen. He was at the bar, and he just kept filling me up with alcohol. In the end, I just... And this was just landed in Hong Kong on the Sunday. I got off the underground system there, yeah, in the wrong place. Came up, couldn't find my hotel, and then just walked, and then remembered that I couldn't actually remember the name of my hotel. I'd been in it for an hour and a half before I went out drinking, and it took me 6 hours to find it.
Oh, no.
It was up at 7 in the morning, and I was being picked up at then to go to the office to work. So,
wow.
Yeah, hopefully I'm not going to be in that sort of state, but, you know, I can never rule it out.
Well, just remember two words, Planet Hollywood. You can just always tell an Uber driver, Planet Hollywood.
I think that'll be easier. Because it is a word that is associated in my head, whereas the other one was a Chinese word that I wasn't even sure I was going to say correctly.
Well, the one thing you don't want to do is lose track of where you're staying, because it's a big place, and yeah, things do start to look the same after a while in Vegas after a few days. But I don't think that'll be too much of a problem. So because Planet Hollywood's somewhat distinct, and it's in a good spot too. It's like right in the middle of all the major casinos, especially like what I consider the really cool casinos, which are right around middle of the strip, which is like Aria, Bellagio, Cosmopolitan. It's across the street from all three of those, and so it's in a beautiful spot, so you'll have lots to go explore within walking distance. And then if you want to take an Uber or a cab or whatever, you can get to downtown if you want to explore downtown. Downtown's an interesting place. I think you need to go downtown at least once just to kind of see what that's like. It's definitely an interesting element.
For all its glory, right?
Yes.
It sounds greasy.
Oh, I'm taking Dave down there because I always rent a car when I go to Vegas because there's a few places off strip I like to go. And I already told Dave I'm making him go downtown because he's got to see how greasy it is.
Well, it does sound that way because of, again, what people say on the show, right? So you've got this perception. So, of course, you've got to have a look and see what it's all about.
When my wife and I used to go out, there was one casino where we would always do an over-under on the number of oxygen tanks that we would see in that casino because the average age of the patrons there was about 75 years old. So.
Right. So they're bringing their own rather than this being supplied them to keep them alive, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I love that casino too. It was so funny too because I here I'm in my 40s and it's like I felt like a little kid when I was in that casino because I'm like, man, everybody is older than me. This is awesome. So you can feel young. Well, we're just so excited. We're so thrilled to have you on the podcast. Obviously looking forward to meeting you. Any other thoughts? Anything you want to mention before the big trip out to Vegas?
As I say, for me, I'm looking forward to meeting you guys. I've been enjoying the podcast that you've been doing, from the little way it started off and how it's got bigger. And, from my side, I'm glad the guys from the show have actually taken time to speak to you and be part of it, because it just gives validates the whole point of you doing this and the fact that people are listening and do appreciate. So you guys, thank you very much for doing it. It's an amazing podcast that you do for us.
Well, thank you. And and now we've talked to you, so it's like, hey, we're covering all the bases, man. We're international now. I'm gonna have to change I'm gonna change our description to the internationally renowned Bets and Quotes podcast.
Exactly.
Well, it's awesome because you've been obviously a key, you're a key person. You're mentioned all the time on the podcast, and we're absolutely looking forward to meeting you out there. And I know lots of Rubes are as well. So, safe travels, my friend, and we
Thank
will
you very
see
much.
You in Vegas.
We will do, and we'll share a beer or two, no doubt.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Okay then, guys.
All right, we are pleased to welcome into the podcast Justin. You are Justin Walter on Twitter, and you are a big Vegas Rube. Are you getting excited for the big Vegas trip?
Of course, just counting down the days.
So how many, because obviously I met you last year out in Vegas. How many of the Power Trip trips have you been on?
This will be my third trip. I was intending on going the year before that in 2016, but I actually had a trip planned already before they announced the dates.
Okay, so you've gone to the last two in a row, and this will be the third one in a row?
Yep, the first one I went to was when they were still doing the three shows.
Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah, I bet it was the diehards then that made all three shows, because, you know, with two shows you could probably make it, but three shows is quite a bit for the diehards.
Yeah, definitely didn't see as many people on Thursday. It was Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Friday's always popular for initials.
And was course, that the debut of the John Kreisel I'm Having a Great Time? Was that the first year? Or the 3 years ago?
No, I think that was 2015. Okay. I think that was their first, because this will be, what, their fifth year going out?
I think so. I think it's the fifth year.
Yeah, I think he just kept repetitively saying, I'm having a great time, like nobody knew he was.
Exactly.
Right. Quad-fisting Captain Diets.
Well, they basically pulled him off the air that 1 year because, it was a little bit out of control.
Yeah, and I was actually there for that. That was my first year there, and I remember Hockey on the phone. He said, like, John, you got to get going, man, like in all seriousness. He was having too good of a time.
Oh, that's genius.
That's awesome. That was the only disappointing thing last year for me is that Kreisel wasn't out there. I'm like, of all the people to not be there for my first Vegas trip, Kreisel wasn't there. But we'll remedy that in a couple of weeks here.
Yeah, and then another Kreisel story that first year. Some gal was, like, hitting on him, and as he was walking out the door, he yelled, I'm in a committed relationship. And he was out there with Kayla, his current wife.
Oh, but yeah.
I always think back to that. He just yelled, I'm in a committed relationship.
That sounds like Kreisel. That's awesome. Yeah, it's gonna be a blast this year with so many people going. I mean, basically it's Carly, Lieber, and Bonus that aren't going, and everybody else is going.
What's Bonus's excuse this year? I was trying to figure out if he's going. I couldn't remember.
He's not. He's going next week. Yeah. So
he's what?
He's going out next week, so he's not doing. He doesn't want to do like back to back Vegas weeks. So.
Oh no, unfortunate. I've been hoping to throw some dice with him every year.
Yeah,
he hasn't been there since that since 2016.
Yeah, and then I call it the Mr. Z excuse, because Mr. Z's going out the week after we're out there, and he didn't want to do the back-to-back trips either. So these guys.
What would he wear? Like a brown paper bag, or like one of the ex-president's masks from Point Break?
He actually just. You know, I don't think it was a mask when he met us. I think that was his actual face when he met Dave and I. So
yeah, I can confirm that is his face.
Did you guys have to sign like a non-disclosure agreement?
Pretty much. He pretty much drew vials of blood from us, and
took our phones when we walked into his house.
Yeah, house or condo or apartment or trailer or we can't reveal anything about Mr. Z. No, he's awesome. It'd be awesome to have him out there. And they haven't said anything either about Alex Scooby. I don't know if Scooby's going to be out there this year or not. He wasn't there last year.
No, he was there my first year there, and I like was walking out to the casino in Planet Hollywood to get a coffee at Starbucks, and he was just randomly at a Keno machine just sitting there plugging away, smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, hey, you're Alex Scooby, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, are you going on? He's like, yeah, they told me to come back at 7:20. In the meantime... He said he's been playing Keno for, like, he said he was playing 6 hours straight.
That,
oh, my God.
Like, if you had me bet on what game Alex Scooby would play, I think I probably would have bet Keno. That's, like, the ultimate Alex Scooby game. Nobody's a Keno player, but it's, like, an old ladies game.
I was definitely surprised to see his game selection, but, hey, I'm not passing any judgment.
Oh, that's awesome. So obviously you're a big Vegas fan. How many total trips have you been on to Las Vegas?
13 completed trips, and this will be 14.
Nice. So do you pretty
and then
much...
I have two additional scheduled this year.
Oh, two more this year. Wow. Are there any events around those, or are they just Vegas trips?
30th birthday, and then my wedding, actually.
Oh, nice. Which casino are you getting married at, or wedding chapel?
It's actually downtown Grand. It's kind of like a boutique hotel right off of Fremont.
I like that place. It's just dead, but I like the place.
Yeah. You know who would like that place? Chris Hockey.
Yes.
Lots of slot machines.
Yes.
A lot of slot machines, too.
Yeah, you could find them.
Well, it's it would be the perfect hockey thing because it's downtown, but it's not like right in the heart of downtown, so he wouldn't have to talk to anybody because it's nice and kind of quiet at the downtown Grand. And yeah.
Oh, side note on hockey, when I'm there for my wedding in August, I'm doing my bachelor party a couple nights before my actual wedding, and Buck Cherry is playing on the stage downtown when we're there.
Oh, so you'll probably run into Hockey.
Yeah, he'll be there just screaming out every lyric.
So I remember last year, unfortunately I didn't have a lot of spare time last year and I couldn't hang out much, but I remember you had some great happy hour ideas last year, and I know happy hours change around quite a bit in Las Vegas, and they go away and new ones come along. What's your favorite happy hour right now in Vegas?
I would say at the Cromwell, they have a happy hour that's going pretty much all day. I think it goes from like 9 or 10 a.m. to like 7 p.m. It's $3, I think, Absolute cocktails.
Oh, okay.
So that one's kind of nice because you don't need to be there like in a specific hour and deal with a lot of lines. Like it's a steady special throughout the day, so you can get it off peak times.
Have you ever done the I forget what they call the big Ferris wheel. Have you ever done that where they have the all you can drink car?
Yes.
You've done that?
Yeah, I've done I think it's the bar car they call it, or the happy hour car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that. I think I only managed to get 4 drinks because the bartender was perpetually busy.
Oh yeah.
But I think if there was like 2 people, I could have done more. I've heard of records like 8 drinks in a half hour, which seems like a lot. And not to mention you can't go to the bathroom, so.
Oh yeah, that would be a downside.
Well, I mean you can, but
I discreetly
in jail. But yeah, no, that's fun. Although I don't know if I'd say it's worth it because you can do the high roller for significantly less than that, and I think you're allowed to bring drinks on it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I mean it's only a half hour, so I don't really see the value in that. A buddy had a deal on a buddy was able to get me it for free, so I wasn't saying no.
Oh, heck yeah. 4 free drinks. That'll work anytime.
So, Justin, speaking as someone who hasn't been on one of these power trip Vegas trips, what advice and kind of tips could you give someone who hasn't been on the trip before?
Have a coffee or 5 hour next to your bed if you're planning on sleeping before getting up.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you could do it like Tommy O, you know, let that coffee go cold and then just chug the bitch when you get up. Sorry, I don't know if swearing was allowed.
Of course, it's a podcast. You can say whatever you want.
But yeah, so I've never actually, I don't know if you did this last year, Chuck. Did you stay up all night for any of them?
I didn't. I was pretty much to bed about 9:30 and got up about 2:30. So I got like my 5 hours before the show, and then I would just take like an hour or two nap during the day.
Yeah, I think that's exactly our schedule as well, and it's just really tough. I mean, I think we were going to bed at like 10 or 11. And I mean, waking up at 2 a.m., you're just a zombie. And you know, actually listening to the after party the other day, I was thinking, maybe I should get some smelling salts.
Yes, that would be the perfect Vegas appetizer.
But yeah, I think that and be prepared to be there early because it is a limited seating place. And like if you roll in at like 3:30, like you might not get a spot.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that was just like TI showed up on Friday. I showed up right at like 5:20 expecting like I could sit wherever I want, and I could barely like stand in the parlay lounge there.
Yeah, it's probably not a similar size space, but it's more enclosed. And the setup is, I mean, Chuck can speak for the setup. Like they're like right through the front doors they operate, and there's kind of some back tables that you wouldn't really see them at. You don't really want to go there, but to get like an actual view of them, you're going to need to get there pretty early, probably I don't know, what time did you get there, Chuck? I got there, I usually aim for 3.
I was there right at 3, but see, last year, like, I didn't get a wristband, because I didn't buy, like, an official package, I just kind of went on my own, and so, yeah, and I was very lucky, because I got there at 3 both days, and I actually got really good seats. I had one, like, I was maybe 10 feet from Rosie when he made his Magic Fingers comment. I was just right off to the side of Rosie there. And then the other time I was kind of just right off in front of the guys there. So I lucked out quite a bit last year with seating, but I definitely would concur with that, because there will definitely be room for everybody. I mean, especially if you're part of the trip where you've got the wristband and everything, I mean, you'll definitely get in. But you're right. You're absolutely right. You could be in a booth or somewhere, one of the tables that are back to the side, and you wouldn't be able to see anything. So that wouldn't be quite as fun.
Yeah, and then do you know what they're – I don't recall them. I mean, I think I remember the wristbands last year, but it was a really limited area. Do you know what they're doing with the non-wristband people this year?
I have no idea. I'm assuming, like, because last year when I didn't have a wristband, they just put me on – they were like, yeah, we'll put you on the list. And then it was just basically like a waiting list like you'd have if the place was packed. And then, like, they started just calling off people off the waiting list, and then we got in. So I'm assuming that's kind of what they'll do this year is – the same sort of thing, and they'll just kind of work people in. But definitely pays to get there. I think the earlier you get there, the better. And you could always be super psycho and get there at like 2 before they start setting up anything and just pick your place. Cause,
yeah, I think that's my strategy.
But, yeah, because I'm not a part of the official package either, so I'll just have to show up. I know in the past years it hasn't been a big deal, but I don't know if they're moving more towards like priority seating and things like that.
Yeah, well, just I'm not exactly sure what it'll be like this year. I do know there's more people going this year, so that might make things a little bit more crowded, because, you know, they added like the second plane and stuff. But we'll just have to wait and see. So
Justin, are you planning on going to the Wild game or seeing any shows or doing anything interesting outside of the Power Trip Nation while you're out there?
I'm planning on going seeing the Penn and Teller show over at Rio.
Oh, what's that?
It's just like the. Actually, I wish
it's
I could,
Penn
like,
and Teller.
Yeah,
that's the show.
Penn and Teller, they're just their act. Where I don't know, maybe you can explain it better, Chuck. But
yeah, it's just they're kind of like pseudo magicians.
Okay.
It's Penn Jillette, and he does all the talking, and then Teller is kind of like his sidekick, and part of his bit is he never speaks, and so it's kind of, you know, one of those things where he's got a sidekick that never talks, but of course he's, you know, making funny expressions and doing funny things. And it's kind of like comedy magic combined. And, you know, it was one of those things where it was, you know, it was just always like, oh, Penn Teller, it wasn't really my cup of tea or anything. But everybody I've ever heard that's gone to the show has really enjoyed it. And I hear they're super nice guys, and like they, you know, meet with fans after the show and sign autographs and take pictures and all that sort of thing. So I've heard everybody that's gone has just had a great experience going to that. So definitely sounds cool.
I'm picturing when Meat Sauce was in the background of the Hawk TV episodes where he was just writing on that whiteboard. is that kind of similar to what it is?
Yeah, I think that's right up kind of that alley. So
yeah, somewhere close around there.
Exactly. So should be a good show. Much better than going to see the Chris Angel magician. So.
Well, you mean just watching TV?
Yeah, don't make that mistake like Hawk did. So
I've heard of several people falling asleep to that show.
Yeah, absolutely. So what, the last thing I was going to ask you is, what gambling do you like to do when you're out there? Is it mostly, do you mostly hang out in the sports book? Do you do a lot of, like, you know, slots, table games? What's your cup of tea?
Recently, it's been video poker.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to Rosie and his lover.
Yes.
but I also, I do like blackjack quite a bit. And then I'll play craps as well. And then I do like sports betting, but I don't seem to ever, I'm not any good at it. So, but I do like to look at the lines and mosey around, maybe doing a couple bets here and there, but nothing big, because like I said, it just seems like I always happen to pick the wrong side of the coin.
I'm Mr. 50% out there. It's like, you know, it's like I'll and usually I win like my first few sports bets, and I'm like, okay, this is going great, this is gonna be a good trip. And then it's like I give it all back and end up basically even for the trip every time. But what video poker do you like to play? Like Deuces Wild or Jacks Are Better or Double Double? Or
I like Bonus Poker.
Okay, yep.
I think it's fairly low variance, but it's a little bit more exciting than Jacks Are Better.
Yeah. Yeah, Deuces. I've gotten into Deuces Wild lately, so I don't know. The problem is I don't always remember the strategy just perfectly. So I've been like practicing the last couple of weeks to try and get my strategy down just right. So because it's amazing when you play like one of those video poker trainers that the variance that you get from perfect, because like, you know, perfect Deuces Wild is like 100.6% payback, and it's like, man, there's been times when I first started doing it, I was at like 96 or 97%, like a 5% variance, and that's not good. So definitely had to work on my game a little bit, but I'm up over 100 now, so I'm not perfect yet, but at least I'm good enough to play. So
yeah, I hear you there. Video poker trainers are good advice for anyone that wants to get into video poker. Just go into like somewhere like videopoker.com, or there's several other sites or apps you can use as well, but yeah, definitely don't want to just blindly start playing video poker.
Right. Freevideopoker.com is a really good one, too. I like that one. But yeah, you're right. There's lots of good resources out there. So because we want all our rubes to make some money. I want some. It's so funny when hockey's like, who's winning money? And it's like about 1/10 of the crowd raises their hand. I'm like, come on, rubes. Let's get some big wins here.
Yeah, it's because they're playing at Planet Hollywood, which is tough to find some good games.
That's
unless
true.
You're playing pretty high level.
Yep. Absolutely.
The unfortunate downside of the strip, but, you know, Planet Hollywood's a good place. It's actually my first time staying there, so I'm excited to be on the property.
Yeah, me too. I've never stayed at Planet Hollywood before either, so that'll definitely be cool. I told Dave I'm definitely taking him downtown because it's greasy and you get better odds, so Dave's going to get some downtown time.
Yeah, downtown's a great place. I mean, as 500 said when you had him on, you're like, your dollar just stretches further there. Like food, drinks, gambling, and the gambling plays in part to better odds, as you said, video poker, craps, blackjack. So anyone who's probably wanting to do some, anyone who has time to make it downtown, like, I would recommend doing some gambling down there, because don't listen to Corey. Fremont's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when I'm down there, it's like 100% to gamble. I don't do much else downtown. It's like, yeah, I'm totally there for like the better odds and you know, lower limits, and some, you know, if it's, especially if it's a game that I don't know as well or don't play as often, I want to play like a lower minimum or something like that. It's a good spot for that. Plus, Dave and I guarantee we're going to bet a Caniac on the number of oxygen tanks that we see at El Cortez. So have to do that.
That place is very greasy.
Very greasy. It's the greasiest of the greasy.
Yeah, it's the greasiest. It's got to be. Well, there's some maybe off-strip casinos you could find, like Silver Sevens. That might be more greasy.
Right.
But, like, definitely downtown El Cortez.
It's the best. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. We're looking forward to seeing you out there. And tell people where they can find you on Twitter.
Yeah, they can find me at JDWalter89.
Awesome, man.
And I just wanted to plug one last thing. If anyone's planning on going downtown and doing maybe a moderate amount of gambling, there's a couple coupon books you can actually buy online. One's called the American Casino Guide, where they give you match bets. The other one's the Las Vegas Advisor.
Mm-hmm.
The American Casino Guide is like $13 on Amazon. The LVA is around $40. So if you're really planning on spending a lot of time down there, I'd recommend getting both. But if not, just get the American Casino Guide, because you can really make some money off it.
Yeah, you'll easily pay for the price of the book if you like. You just use one or two of the coupons, because they'll give you like a $10 match play or something. It's like, yeah, I mean, you'll quickly make your money back. So yeah, I've done those a lot in the past. So that's awesome advice.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks for having me on, guys, and look forward to seeing you out there.
We are thrilled to welcome to the podcast Lisa and Al, my favorite Power Trip Rube couple. They are going on the Vegas trip with us. Welcome aboard, Lisa and Al. How are you doing this evening?
We're fantastic. Thank you for having us. We're super excited to be here.
Absolutely excited on the topic and counting down 15 days and counting, I believe. Be more excited.
It is the best, absolutely the best. Now, you guys, obviously, I met you guys for the first time last year at the Vegas trip. How many times have you gone to with the Power Trip on the Vegas trip?
This will be our third time. We've been last year and the year before, so this will be time number three for us.
Okay.
Wow.
Part of the Power Trip.
And is Vegas, like, have you guys been to Vegas without the Power Trip as well? Is that kind of like your couple's getaway from the kids and everything?
It is. Our first couple's Vegas trip was Elle's 40th birthday, and we had just found out we were pregnant with Stella. And let me tell you, Vegas in your first trimester of pregnancy is not so much fun.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was pretty miserable. I left several restaurants because I'm like, nope, done. Can't handle the smell. Out of here. Sorry.
That for me kind of like was a combination of couples trip and solo version in Vegas, because every once in a while she just like, I gotta go sleep, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll come back and get you in a couple hours. I'm gonna hang out on this trip for a little while. Yeah, a little bit of both worlds for me.
Yeah, and you probably didn't end up by yourself in the food court eating a slice of pizza with no money from the ATM like hockey.
Right. I did end up sitting having breakfast by myself at Hash a Go Go after she left, because she thought she was gonna lose it after smelling the food that they put in front of her. That's about as close as they came for me.
Oh my. Well, hopefully that's not a problem this year. Hopefully there's no kiddos on the way. Okay.
Absolutely no. That'll never be a problem again. Let's say that.
Because they've been talking about, like, you know, doing the whole drink list on Friday morning, and I, for one, am planning on participating in that. So hopefully you guys are going to stick around for that.
Absolutely.
That'll be fun.
Of course, yeah. So what is, like, is there one thing that you guys, like, every time you go to Vegas, it's like, this is our thing. Like, we have to go do XYZ, whether it's a show, you know, Bellagio fountains, having a nice dinner somewhere. Do you guys have kind of traditions like that?
Well, I mean, I would say first and foremost, we're probably big walk the strip people. I think the people walking at the strip is the best thing. I hear people all the time say, I'm not much of a gambler. But you literally don't have to be a gambler to enjoy Vegas. So we would do a big walk the strip, and I'd say the one food item that we always do, there's this cheap breakfast hotel, I believe is called, what is it, Staten Island or
Ellis Island.
Yes.
Ellis Island Brewery. And they've got like these $2.50 tall microbrews and like super cheap. It's one of the few places left on the strip that have like $5 steak and eggs still. It's something super cheap, and it's just, it's after the power trip show is over and the activities kind of wind down, we like to one of the mornings roll over to there and have a little breakfast before we go back to sleep for a few hours. So
yeah, Ellis Island's a little bit greasy. I think they still do karaoke over there too, so I might have to stumble over there and do some drunken karaoke.
Oh, that sounds like a good time. I am down for that.
We gotta recruit TL for that too.
Oh my god, I can just, the only problem is T.O. would, well, he'd probably choose some bro country song and end up bawling by the end of it. well, that's, because like you said, I mean, yeah, you don't have to, it doesn't hurt to be a gambler when you're in Vegas, but yeah, I mean, there is so much to do. Have you guys gone to many of the shows that are out there, like the big, you know, like Cirque du Soleil's or things like that?
We have never. We've always talked about doing it, and we run out of time, or something else happens, or your boss ends up in a blackjack tournament, and you go watch that instead. I mean, the beauty of Vegas is you don't know what's going to happen. If you go in with an agenda, you're going to get disappointed. If you go in going, whatever happens, happens, you're going to have a blast.
Or you're going to end up in a gutter somewhere. But either right. way, yes.
The thing that always trips us up, because we always go with the intention of going to a show, but when we go there with this power trip show, it's always during March Madness weekend, and one of us is a degenerate gambler who has deep action on every one of the games and yes. really wants to hang in there and watch how those come out. And by the time those wrap up and we think, what are we going to do next? It's kind of past the prime of setting ourselves up for a show. So it just doesn't ever seem to happen. We still intend to. You know, maybe this will be the year that we actually get to do it.
Well, whichever one of you is going to have action on every NCAA tournament basketball game, we're going to be hanging out together. We're going to be spending some time together.
Awesome.
I still watch all the games, even if my technical money wasn't down for a bet, but I'm a basketball fan, so I love hanging out in the sports book and watching all the action. So that's my idea of fun.
And one of the best things, too, is just sitting there in the sports book or in that bar down at the Planet Hollywood, and half the bar is cheering every time Duke scores, and the other half of the is cheering every time, you know, West Virginia State scores or whatever it is. You know, it's just this crazy reaction to every play as money swings back and forth. That's the best, to me, that's the best part about it.
Yep. You're absolutely right, because and one of the beauties of, because I'm, you know, I'm not the biggest basketball fan unless I'm betting on it, but one of the beauties of betting on basketball is a lot of other sports, you know, you're not getting that constant action. You know, like hockey, you might get one or two goals a period, or football, you know, you get a touchdown here and there, a field goal here and there. But like basketball, I mean, they're scoring constantly. And so you're getting that emotion, especially when a game's close or it's close to the spread line. And you get all those people that are like, they're living and dying on every shot. You know, you get into situations where I've had games where I'm actually cheering against my team because I want the game to go to overtime because I got a certain number of points I need to cover. And so it's like, no, let them tie it up and let me win in overtime. And it's just craziness.
It is so true. And just the odd bedfellows that you get in is like literally the only circumstance in my life where I've ever openly rooted for Duke is his money was on the line at the time. And that's what side I bet on. So it definitely makes things interesting. And as a very wise man once said, life is better with money on the line. So
indeed, you know, the phrase. Yep.
We love the phrase.
So, do you guys play much in terms of like the casino games, like slots or video poker or table games at all?
I would occasionally wander our way into a slot machine. There's been a few times where, you know, you get a few beverages in you and blackjack seems like a good idea. Craps is always pretty fun. But I would say by and large, it's mostly a sports book activity for me. I'd say this for what 90% of my action is sad.
Well, you need to ask the cart guy in the casino which slot machines are really hot right now, and I think they'll probably give you some good tips.
You give them a 20, and they all of a sudden point you in the right direction.
Exactly. Seems to work for hockey. I mean, that guy hits more jackpots than anybody. That's pretty impressive. It's either a sign of a lot of volume play or he's pretty lucky.
He's pretty lucky. It's crazy. When we were in Hinckley for New Year's Eve, that was the first thing we heard was, yeah, he hit 10,000 on the jackpot. I'm like, are you kidding me here? And Sarah's looking at me and shaking her head, rolling her eyes, going, nope, he did. And I'm like, yeah, I've been in several casinos with that boy, and he hits more than he loses. It is crazy.
Literally the only lucky slot player on the face of the planet.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's never been my cup of tea, so I usually stick to video poker, sports, or something. But yeah, I'm glad somebody's pulling it.
I was gonna say, even when we were in some casino way up north, he gave me $20 to go gamble with because we had finished our concert. Yeah, I ended up winning $100, but it was the $20 that he started me with is the how I won.
Of course.
Yeah, good story. So if we've learned anything here is if you're going to Vegas, just have Chris touch your money before you get into the slot machine.
That's a good plan. Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to love me for that one.
So, Lisa, some of us might know you. Some of our listeners maybe don't. What is your connection to the Power Trip?
I started as a fan. I was a huge fan of Chris's when he did his NASCAR show 16 years ago now. And he had a cover band, and I used to be a groupie. That's how I started. And then when he started his solo project about 4 years ago now, I started running all his merchandising. So
nice.
I go to all of the concerts. I will set up the table. I do all the vending for the T-shirts, hats, what have you. And then I also do all the online fulfillment. So I handle his merchandising department for his band.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I think I tweeted out a couple of weeks ago. There was a guy, just a random guy at the I was at bowling league, who had a really cool Chris Hockey T-shirt on, and I tweeted that. I was like, man, Hawks made it. He's made it to the local bowling alleys.
I saw that tweet. It was pretty cool. I always get excited when somebody stops me because I'll be honest, half my wardrobe is Chris Hockey because I usually consider it a uniform. So when I'm working, that's what I wear.
Right.
And so then I'm at Valley Fair and somebody will stop me and say, oh my gosh, I love him. I'm like, oh, that's great. Good to hear. And I'm glad you like my t-shirt too. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
I have the best job ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. My fiance gets after me all the time because I got like 7 or 8 Power Trip shirts, and that's like over half of the t-shirts that I wear on a consistent basis.
That just means you have good taste.
That's true. That's very true.
I was gonna say my personal favorite, my go-to Power Trip shirt is the Carl, Carl, Carl. I roll out with that quite frequently. That's probably my number one that I roll with. It's personal favorite.
That's a good one. I've got my Dirty Bitch t-shirt that Lisa got for me when we were in Worthington last year for Chris's show. And the only problem with that one is I don't have too many opportunities to wear that in public, but I think I'm going to bring that one along on the Vegas trip. So
you wear yours, I'll wear mine. It'll be great.
That perfect. Is a perfect opportunity to wear it.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's definitely going to make an appearance. I think my whole suitcase is going to be nothing but like Creasel's book, Rosie's book, Power Trip t-shirts. I've got it. It's easy packing, right?
Absolutely.
So what's one of your guys' favorite places to eat when you're in Vegas?
Well, I'll throw out mine. There's a cool place in Cosmopolitan. I believe it's on the second floor, and it's called Secret Pizza. And they call it that because if you don't know it's there, you cannot find it. So it's kind of a New York style pizza place that doesn't have a sign, doesn't have anything. It's just kind of tucked away in a little spot. I'm a pretty basic guy, so I mean, I know there's a lot of great steakhouses and everything, but that's the kind of place I like to make sure I get to every year. And I mean, it's not completely secret. If you ask somebody in the Cosmopolitan and where is Secret Pizza, they'll point you out to it. But it's one of those great, you know, 11 o'clock at night beer munchy type places to swing into that I've really enjoyed.
And it's awesome because the location is right there across from Planet Hollywood, so it's a quick little jaunt to go get your pizza.
Exactly. What's that other place that we just went to last year for the first time? You got the shirt from it.
Rock and Riley's?
Yeah. That's not much. I guess I...
No, that was a good one. What's the one where we had the milkshakes?
Oh, Holstein's.
Holstein's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard good things about that.
Is that the one in the Cosmopolitan, too? Yeah.
That's also in the Cosmo.
So that I went to Vegas once for like a national sales conference, and we stayed at the Cosmopolitan, and I really didn't get the Vegas experience. But the first night we went there and got the adult milkshakes and burgers and fries, that place was awesome. I really like that place.
No, that is super
really good.
And they've got like this $40 burger that's got like prime rib in it or something like that that I had one of the nights when we were there, and it was really, really good. I mean, it's probably in retrospect not a $40 hamburger, but it is really quite tasty.
Is it better or worse than the Parlor Burger? Have you had the Parlor Burger?
I have not.
Yeah, that's got like some of like the it's got some prime rib and ribeye and stuff mixed in with the hamburger down in Minneapolis is really good.
Ooh, that sounds good.
We might have to try that out.
And the other thing, of course, that you have to do being from Minnesota and having no access is you've got to walk down the strip and get yourself an In-N-Out burger because, I mean, you don't have that chance being a Minnesotan, so.
I still think you take an Uber or a bus and go to the one off the strip.
Yep.
I think it's a better quality In-N-Out, if that makes any sense whatsoever, but it's also a lot less congested and worth the Uber.
You might have to take the Power Trip Betsmobile because I'm going to have a vehicle out there, and that's one of the stops that we're going on because I owe Dave In-N-Out Burger for a bet that we had during football season. So I know our good friend Andy is going to be going with us out to In-N-Out because he's never had that either. So maybe we'll all just pile into the Power Trip Betsmobile and have some In-N-Out.
Let's do
Done.
It, man. Let's do it.
That's the plan.
Book it.
Then I can make a plan for.
You know, it's one of those places too where you like see it and you're like, oh my gosh, the line's around the corner. I'm not waiting for this. And like you stand in the line and 10 seconds later you're at the front of it. It buzzes. They have a smooth operation there. And you know, it's just something you hear about it all the time. And if you've never had one before, you at least have to experience it once.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I. overall, it's not like insanely great, but it's good. It's definitely good and solid. And yeah, like you said, it's part of the experience. It's just, it's that whole West Coast thing with In-N-Out Burger. Cause we do the same thing whenever we go out to like LA or something. It's like, yep, got to get In-N-Out Burger. So
is it better or worse than Five Guys?
Better.
Better?
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Better. But it could be a position scarcity thing because I could have Five Guys whenever I want, but you know.
It's true.
Yep.
The once a year that I get In-N-Out Burger, I feel like it's better. But I would go with Lisa in saying that the one on the right on the strip there isn't as good as the one off the strip. It's just, I don't know if they have to do too much mass production and they've dropped a little bit of quality there because of it, but I've not enjoyed that one as much as the one that I had off the strip.
And it's not far off the strip.
Yeah.
No, it's just right behind New York on the other side of the highway. So.
Yeah, but that's a big distinction on the other side of the highway because one year we tried to walk to In-N-Out Burger. Yeah, then it looked a lot closer than it was.
Oh, no. That is a long walk.
Oh, yeah. It is. It really is. And then we tried to take the bus. That wasn't a good plan either.
Are
you guys going to go to the hockey game?
Yes, I'm definitely going. I have two tickets. Dave has one of those tickets if he wants it, or he might do something else, and I'll find somebody else to go. But I'm definitely going.
Yeah, we're tossing it around as a possibility. I just think it's too much to pass up almost as far as being there. I've heard so many great things about the experience in that stadium because almost everything is a moderately road game for the team that or home game for the road team in there because that's one of the draws is there is really no home for them and most people are not local to Vegas. So
right.
I would expect it's going to be like 25-30% Wild fans in that thing for that game, which would be kind of cool.
But. Yeah, I would think so. We went last year and they were playing Vancouver and I would say it was at least 90-10 Vegas. There weren't a whole lot of Vancouver fans, but of course Vancouver sucked. And so, you know, maybe that's a little more in line with their record and stuff. But yeah, the experience is that stadium is awesome. And where our seats were, like when we go out to get food at intermission, because it's all glass on that side. And so you'd leave your seat and, you're at a hockey game. You know, you kind of forget for a second you're in Vegas. It's just like, hey, this is really cool. And I'm at a hockey game and I'm having fun. And then you walk out to the concourse and you see the Vegas Strip and it's like, oh, hell yeah, I'm in Vegas and this is awesome. So, yeah, it's a great experience. And the fact that it's the Wild this time, it'll definitely be fun. So hopefully they're still in contention and still giving us something to cheer for in Vegas. But they usually play Vegas pretty well, so I'm hoping it'll be a fun game.
I would say one thing that I have not checked off my list of bucket list things is that I've never actually watched a game live that I had money on. You know, so that would be a rare opportunity where you place the bet. You walk into the stadium and you actually watch it play out in person instead of on TV. I don't know if that's ever happened before. I mean, at least not Vegas style. So that's kind of an interesting side.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah, yeah. I've done that, but it's with, you know, placing like an online bet and stuff. It's not the same as having like that paper ticket in your pocket. It's like, I just placed this bet and I can go collect in 2 minutes if I win, you know, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. Lisa, you got anything on your bucket list that you're going to, you want to get done this trip, or is it just go with the flow?
I am a type A planner when it comes to every other single trip we take, whether it's Al and I or as a family. I plan everything out. Vegas is my one chance to go with the flow. Whatever the group's doing, I'm down with that. If I want to go sit by the pool by myself, that's what I do. Vegas is my chill. And I just go with the flow. If I get hungry, I go eat. If I'm thirsty, I get a drink. Otherwise, we just kind of roll with it. It's our one chance to not have to have any responsibilities and just do whatever, whenever. It's a rare opportunity for us.
And that is the beauty of Vegas being like such a 24/7 place is that, you know, yeah, you have a craving for a burger at 2 a.m., done. You have a craving to go gambling at 10 in the morning, done. It's like just whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it.
I mean, I think our last one was we got Giordano's deep dish pizza at 10:45 before we had to leave in the morning because we were starving and hadn't eaten, realized, all day. So we decided we were hungry for Giordano's pizza, which is something we can't get back home. So Yeah, so that's what we did.
That was a pretty good spot, too.
That was a good spot.
I've heard good things about that place.
It's a cool little bar. You belly up. It's outside. I mean, so, you know, we're for the most part outside. It's open air. And it's, yeah, just right there as you're entering Bally's casino. And you just can pop in there, have a pizza and a brew.
And it's fun to see what's changed from year to year. I mean, because it's a city in motion. I mean, it never sleeps. It never ends. It's always different every time you go because something opens, something closed, something's built, something's torn down. So it's fun just to re-explore the city that, you know pretty well because you've been there several times, but to see what's new and to see what's different and what's hot now and, you know, and then go visit some of your favorite haunts like the Ellis Island Brewing.
Yep. Yep, it's the best. It's the best place. They need to do the power trip like monthly instead of yearly.
Can you imagine?
Oh, be the best. All right, well, hey, thank you guys so much for joining us. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can follow you on Twitter, because you are both awesome follows on Twitter.
As we both scramble for our phones trying to figure out what my new Twitter handle is. Isn't that pathetic?
It's at LisaCat729.
I am CHM Merch Girl on Twitter. Said, I am at LisaCat729.
And I am Al, because you can call me Al. And I'm at Al Rules, ALRULZ 2009. Ironically enough, the last year that I actually ruled. So
I may have met him in 2008.
So yeah, absolutely. And I look forward to seeing everybody out in Vegas.
Come say hi. Stop by, say hi. When we were at the Power Trip show at TI, some lady came up to me and she's like, "Are you the merch girl?" I'm like, "Yes." She's like, "You're Lisa?" I'm like, "Yes." She's like, "I follow you on Twitter. I ordered a shirt from you and you sent it to me and I'm Teresa, blah 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 blah." I'm like, "This is the coolest thing ever." I mean, I'm recognized for, you know, merch girl or whatever, but yeah. So please come up and say hi. We love meeting new people.
Yeah, that was the best thing ever last year. Was just, I mean, like, obviously seeing the shows was fun and being in Vegas and everything, but just interacting and meeting other rubes, and it was just, you know, it was a blast because everybody is just having such a great time out there. Yes, John Creasel, everybody's having a great time, and it's the best.
And you're all out there because you have a common interest. So you know you're together because you have a common interest, and that's a great start.
Yep. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. We've definitely got a date for In-N-Out Burger, so we'll load up the vehicle and we'll get greasy at In-N-Out.
That sounds fantastic. I can't wait to see you guys. If you haven't gotten your tickets for Vegas, it's not too late. Come join the Power Trip. It's going to be a hell of a good time.
Absolutely. Get there. You got to get there. Even Tommy. Tommy got there late, but he's going, so...
I love it. Looking forward
Beautiful.
To it.
Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us. We loved it.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.